first newsmaker out of the gate. He'd appreciate that, having a veteran to get a new hot tub. Retired Brigadier, Army Brigadier General Don Boldick, U.S. Senate candidate, Republican nominee, taking on Senator Maggie Hassan. Thanks for being with us, sir.
Hey, Jack, thank you for having me, and my best to everybody. And, of course, all our prayers are with the folks in Florida. And I think that's great that taking care of our veterans, that's awesome. Just certainly be able to take advantage of a nice hot tub. That's fantastic. I'm in Philadelphia. I was a speaker last night at a Mind Your Brain conference, which helps not only our veterans, but civilians as well, struggle with traumatic brain injury. So I've been a board member and worked with them since 2018. So a lot of great things going on. And I really want to thank people for their kindness.
Well, let's talk about this Senate race. You put out a debate schedule. There are more media debates proposed than Maggie Hassan has agreed to. Where's that at? We'd like to have one. Tell us about the debates and the importance of getting debates in before November.
Well, just another aspect of the New Hampshire way. And yes, thus far have seven. Obviously, yours is one of those. We need to get stage together side by side. Senator Hassan has been lying about, I want to take her on with the lies. She's been putting commercials out and putting people in very difficult positions by promulgating lies about my position on abortion, which has been clear even on your show, my position on Social Security, and my position on Medicare. So, and then many others. Let's put those aside and let's talk about really what grandmothers are hurting. The inflation, you know, heating versus eating this winter. The border security situation, insecurity situation, out of control, depending on the fact that he's not been around New Hampshire for five and a half years talking to
Gators. We're getting a little bit of breakup on your phone, Don, but I think it will clarify. But real quickly, let's talk about the abortion and this. We had Governor Sununu on the show the other day talking about his race because Democrat Tom Sherman, you know, was talking about the Sununu abortion ban in the 7th, 8th, and 9th month. And Governor Sununu actually turned the tables. He said he says his opponent, I asked Tom Sherman if he has any bans on abortion right through 9 months, and he really, the answer is clearly no. Governor Sununu actually said the extremist on this may be those who approve abortion through 9 months. But Senator Hassan and the Democrats have been basically saying you would propose or you would support a national ban on abortion. And people see that over and over again. In fact, during the storm coverage on Weather Channel, I talked to one couple friends. They said every 5 minutes it was an ad. From the Hassan camp, that Don Boldick, you know, extremist, would ban abortion nationally. And it was just over and over again. So you must, your response.
My response is what it's been all along since the Supreme Court decision rightly took it out of the federal hands, put it in the state hands. And I do not support a federal ban. And I will not support a federal ban. That's end of discussion there. So she's lying about that. Next, New Hampshire has done the right thing, and they've done it consistent with how Granite Staters look at this situation. Nobody's comfortable with abortion at 7th, 8th, and 9th month unless the mother's health is in jeopardy. And then a woman, regardless of circumstances of pregnancy, you know, has the choice to get an abortion up to 24 weeks. And so they are the extremists. The governor is right. They want no restrictions all the way up to time of birth and partial birth, and that's just not the way Granite Staters feel. So they're the ones that they are the extremists. They're the ones that are out of touch with Granite Staters. Maggie Hassan has been out of touch with Granite Staters, or she wouldn't have voted with Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer to hurt us the way she has.
Do you think Democrats are trying to deflect Joe Biden's lack of popularity, even within their own party? There was just a poll, ABC News, Washington Post, you know, basically 60% of Democrats don't want Joe Biden in 2024. He seems to be struggling with support within his own party. The midterms are kind of a referendum on the Biden first 2 years. And do you think Democrats are trying to run away from Joe Biden and his record on things like the economy or recession or inflation or food prices or energy and electricity rates?
I think that's exactly what's going on. But she can't run away from the fact that she voted with him 100% of the time, 96% of the time with the party and Chuck Schumer, which has resulted in this high inflation, which has resulted in energy dependence, open borders, a 200% increase in the opioid crisis here in New Hampshire, and all other kinds of negative things that moms and dads and everyone is struggling with. She doesn't want to debate because she doesn't want to stand and answer those questions because she has no answer. And we're taking it to her in the out there on the ground because that's where we are and she's not. So this is exactly what that is, Jack, running from the record and the devastation that they've done to Granite Staters.
So what would you say to the Hassan camp on us proposing, your camp's already agreed to, we're on your schedule to do a one-hour, one-hour-and-a-half debate in our studios a couple weeks from now at 9 a.m.? What would you say to the senator about taking part in that debate?
I would encourage her to take part in that debate. I would encourage her and her team to come to the studio and to sit next to me up on one of your chairs, and let's discuss the issues that are important to Granite Staters. That's where she needs to be. She's a public servant. As far as I'm concerned, she has, she's got to do this. This is what you do. You have to talk to the people. Whether you've done something they agree with or not, you're still responsible to them.
All right. We appreciate it. Don Bolduc on the road. Thank you, supporting veterans. We appreciate it. Good morning, New Hampshire. GMI Studios. We'll get you back again soon.
Look forward to it, Jack. Thank you, and God bless you.